Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. We got Tony Jones, Rob, who covers the Jazz and the NBA at large for The Athletic. Great NBA writer, so it's good to have him on the show. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour as we continue to be NBA heavy now that the NFL season is over. And speaking of the NBA, Rob, the Los Angeles Lakers enter. I can't even call it the second half of the season. We're almost two-thirds of the way through. But they've got 23 games left. Right now, they are the 13th seed in the Western Conference. And they've got to get within the top 10 to make the play-in. They are two games out of the play-in, and they are just 3.5 games out of actually being the sixth seed, which would mean, you know, they just make the playoffs and don't have to be in the play-in tournament. That's for 7, 8, 9, and 10 seeds. So LeBron James says he is not in his DNA to miss the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. So here he is, Rob, talking at the All-Star game about what he intends to do going forward.
23 of the most important games of my career for a regular season. It's the type of mindset that I have and the guys will have coming back off the break.
All right, he says, Rob, this is LeBron in his 20th year, 4 championships, 4 MVP awards, saying these final 23 games are among the most important in his entire career. Your thoughts?
Poppycock, boulder dash. It sounds good, but
it does sound good.
It does sound good. I give him credit for that. I give him credit, but I'm not buying these are the most important 23 games of his career or whatever. He wants to make the playoffs. Sure, Chris. Does he want to be in his fifth season with the Lakers? 3 years they didn't make the playoffs? Is that what he wants? I don't think he really wants that. And they do have a championship wrapped around and they played in the play-in game, right? So his resume, while it has a championship, is very checkered. And this will be another year of not making the playoffs. And it would be a blow to him. And I'm sure he wants to make the playoffs because it doesn't look good. But the most important 23 games, no. I don't think so.
I think two things. One, Rob, I think he was sending a message. And maybe I'm saying these backwards, but I will do it. I think he was sending a message to a teammate. That teammate being Anthony Davis. I think LeBron James was sending a message to Anthony Davis that what I'm saying up here, AD, this is the attitude I want you to have. I want you to go at 29 years old. I want you to go into these last 23 games saying, I'm playing every night. And I am going to get us into the playoffs. I really think that, Rob. And there are some.
That might be right, because who else was that for? Most important?
I was talking to somebody in the league today. And he was saying that there's some feeling around the league. And I just talked to one person, but he's in the know. That, you know, LeBron is just looking at AD like, come on, man. Like, you got to, what's going on? Which is just, Rob, to be honest, common sense, right? Why wouldn't you look at AD like that? Even though you love him, as LeBron said, and you know, he's your boy, and you know, he's a great player. You got, anybody in their right mind would be looking at AD like, dude, I'm in my 20th season. I'm 38 years old. I'm on the tail end. You are smack dab in the middle of your prime. You should be destroying people right now. You should be leading us to the playoffs. And there are those that feel like the Dallas Mavericks, in their perfect scenario this offseason, would be able to do a sign and trade of Kyrie Irving to the Lakers, Rob, for Anthony Davis. Now, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Lakers. I don't think Kyrie and LeBron are any better than AD, a banged up AD and LeBron. But if you get, say, Kyrie Irving and Christian Wood or something like that, then maybe you consider doing it. And so if AD wants to stay in LA, show me something. Show me something. So I do think, Rob, he was speaking. It's my opinion. It's not inside information. I do think he was speaking to AD, sending a message.
And did AD get the message? Not the way he didn't stand up when LeBron had one of the biggest moments of his career. Like, he ain't listening. He got earplugs in.
Well, he played in their last game. That was just encouraging.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there's definitely a rub there already, Chris, is what I meant, is that there's a rub. So I don't know for sure. But, I mean, they can move AD. They can go ahead and try to get Kyrie or do whatever.
I mean, ideally, you'd get Kyrie with AD, right? That's what you're trying to do if you're the Lakers.
Well, what would you
sign him to a max, but you could sign him to a healthy contract.
In the offseason. Okay, yeah, I thought you were talking about there was some sort of
I think deal. Dallas would like to get AD for Kyrie, but if I'm the Lakers, I'm trying to team Kyrie.
Yeah,
with
but would Kyrie accept that? It wouldn't be exactly the
would
max.
Would he accept? Yeah, if it's not the max, I don't know. I mean, he might not have a choice, you know?
Right.
But here's the other thing, Rob, and this is along the lines of what you were saying. I don't buy either that these are 23 of the most important games of LeBron's career. I like the sentiment. I like that he's putting it out there. And like you said, it sounds great. You know, it's the right thing to say. But, and I don't know if you agree with this, LeBron is playing with house money. There's nothing LeBron's going to do for the rest of his career that's going to tarnish his legacy.
Even if he doesn't make the playoffs. No. Kobe didn't make the playoffs, Chris, his last 6 years in the NBA. Nobody will mention
that. Was it six?
Or last five. Look it up. his last five, and then LeBron didn't make it his first year, so the Lakers went 6 years without making the playoffs. Almost positive.
They did go six. You're right. They did go 6 years.
It was five
straight
with Kobe and one with LeBron to start.
Wow. I never thought about that, but you're right. I'll look it up. But, yeah, I think you're right. Jordan, last 2 years in Washington, didn't make the playoffs. Nobody it's like he didn't even play in Washington. So I that's why these can't be 23 of the most important games of LeBron's career. Because, you know, if he doesn't make the playoffs, it's not a huge deal. Sure. I mean, he's still playing great. You think Kobe's last time in the playoffs, Rob, was 2012. Yeah, so his last season, last 4 years, he didn't make the playoffs. But he was hurt, remember? 1 year, only played six games.
Was it four? How did the Lakers sort of – I thought they made
in 2012, they made the playoffs.
So you know what? Then LeBron did LeBron not make it the second year too? Is that when they had the plan? I thought the Lakers went 6 years without going to the playoffs. Wasn't it six?
I don't know, but I know Kobe made the playoffs in the Lakers made the second round in 2011, 2012. And then they actually made it in 2013 as well. Kobe, I think, didn't play in that. So they only missed it the last 3 years of Kobe's career. Rob, LeBron didn't join right after Kobe retired. That's where your math is.
They didn't make the playoffs. So
they didn't make the playoffs once Kobe was gone.
How many years?
Kobe only missed the playoffs his last 3 years.
I know the Lakers went 6 years without making the playoffs.
But there was 3 years in between Kobe retiring and LeBron joining the team.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And then even the first year of that three straight for Kobe where he missed the playoffs, he only played six games. And then the next year, he only played 35. So it wasn't like he was missing the playoffs because he just was injured and banged up. And then his last year, when he played 66 games, they didn't make the playoffs. They were horrible that year. But yeah, I mean, nobody's going to look at LeBron any differently if they don't make the playoffs. That's why I agree with you that, you know, he was just saying the right thing. He was saying what you should say as the leader of your ball club. And again, that's why I think, Rob, he was sending a message to his co-star, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that's all he could be talking to because it wasn't to fans. It wasn't to the media. Who else was that for? I mean, you know, like they're the most important. No, you had other important games already. And maybe if you could get to the postseason and make yourself a run, there'll be some other important games than that, Chris, but not. Right. Not these last 23, because if you don't make the playoffs, is it the end of the world? Are people going to erase your legacy and write something else in pencil or pen? No.
So, well, like I said, Ra, I think people look more negatively at AD than LeBron. How are you going to look negatively at a guy who's 38 years old averaging 30 points a game? Okay, yeah, he's not what he was 6 years ago. But so what? He's still 38 in his 20th year and had by far the best season ever at that stage of your career. You're looking at the other guy, the other star who's younger, who's in his prime, and who was supposed to have taken the torch from LeBron. So AD's, like I said, right, that's why I think he's talking to AD, or at least, I don't know, but, you know, sending him a message like, dude, this is the mentality that you got to have.
Yeah, but that should be on a personal level. You don't.
Well, he didn't name him though, so it's not like you know.
I get it, but I'm just putting
it out there myself.
Like to me, that conversation, if you want to be with somebody, you know, it's like the conversation. Just I think sometimes we all have issues with having conversations with people, but you have to do it sometimes in order to get things righted.
Yeah, I would think that privately he's talked to AD and maybe even said those very words, like, "Look, man. These last 23 games are some of the most important of our career." I wouldn't doubt that. And I think for AD, Rob, they are. For AD, they are. Because, again, you're young, you're 29, you're in your prime. Everybody now is kind of – like, AD is labeled, Rob. Yeah, great player, but he's labeled as a guy that can't stay healthy. And the only way to end that label is to go out there and be dominant – for these last few months and lead your team to the playoffs.
I agree with that. I mean, is it going to happen? I don't know. 23 games, a lot can happen. Can he stay healthy? I hate to keep saying that, but it's a part of.
I wonder when the last time he played 23 straight games was.
Yeah, that's what I'm just going to say. Every time he, you know. Well, did you see that comment Reggie Miller made or something? That when AD went down or something. Did you see that? Reggie Miller was doing.
Well, he didn't play an All-Star game, of course.
No. It was during the season, and you know, he went down, and I think he kind of made a joke about AD going down, and the color guy, I mean, the play-by-play guy, kind of went silent because it was a dig at him, you know, like he went down or whatever,
right?
And all Laker fans just you know, exhaled or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, he was hurt again or something.
Nah, look, every time he goes down, you wonder, is he getting back up anytime soon? So Reggie was right, if that's what he said. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the I Couple live from the TireRack.com studios and 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. LeBron says these are the 23 of the most important games of his career. Your thoughts on what the Lakers are about to do over this next month and a half?
All right, Chris, let's start with Raphael in Cincinnati. You're on the I Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Raphael?
Brothers, what's up? I hope King James isn't just, you know, blowing smoke. I hope he's being, you know, honest about the 23 games being the most important because, you know, to me, his stretch where he was, you know, lighting it up this season so far, it was just to get Kareem and to get Kareem sooner rather than later, because you never know if he might have been his 20th year, you know, blew an Achilles or, you know, something like that. And I understand that. I'm interested to see if he's going to put forth the effort that he did chasing Kareem and if he will defer some to AD. Because if he goes in and just does it all to LeBron show like he was in, you know, just chasing Kareem, I don't think they're going to get it that way. He's going to have to defer to AD and incorporate team play and let those other talented shooters out there, give them a chance. Because Bron, I think he's going to sit back and say, like, I got mine. I got Kareem. I'm going to do the other things now. I got a feeling, but I don't know if he's blowing just smoke about the, you know, the 23 games. Sure, he would like to make the playoffs. I'm just wondering, is he going to take his foot off the pedal? He's got the, you know, all-time scoring record.
Right.
I want to see.
All right.
Yeah, that's a
good call.
I don't know that he needs to average 30 because you got, you know, Malik Beasley can shoot. Obviously, D'Angelo Russell can score and shoot. AD can do his thing. And I don't think LeBron wasn't being ball dominant. He was scoring and he's shooting at an efficient level, well over 50%. So I don't think he was like ball hogging or playing to the detriment of his teammates, Rob. But he doesn't need to score as much, I don't think, for them to have a nice little run with this squad.
Let's see, Tony in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Chris and Rob, best in the business.
How you, buddy?
What I wanted to say, I wanted to push back on y'all comment about LeBron not making the playoffs and it not being, and then comparing it to the Kobe situation where Kobe finished his career on bad teams with young players. LeBron's still in L.A. Stars, I come to remember the narrative was nobody wanted to play with Kobe, this, that, and the third. LeBron has got the stars he wanted. They built the team. They still built the win. So I think it's a little bit different with him still missing the playoffs all these times at the end of his career compared to Kobe. And then the thing with A.D., I think A.D. started to feel that scapegoat thing that all other stars started to get when they play long enough with LeBron. So that's
yeah,
all I
but
wanted
here's
to say.
The thing. Is it not realistic? Is it not true for AD?
No, it's true about the him staying banged up. No, it's true. It's true,
that's,
but I'm just
saying,
it's a bit of a scapegoat. If just listening to y'all and how much you keep hearing it, it's being brought up more than it ever has. Like it's emphasized on
because
how
he should be the best player on the team. He should be a top five player in the league.
We've seen it earlier this year. He was balling out.
I mean, how can we not bring it up? He's never healthy. That's the problem.
And Chris, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Chris, here's the comment that I was talking about with Reggie Miller. He said, without missing a beat, you know, AD fell down or whatever. Miller said, that's the last thing Laker fans want to see. Anytime AD grimaces, it's 3 weeks. That was it.
I mean, Rob, like I said,
Kevin
that's
Harlan
his image now. What does Barkley call him? Street clothes.
Street clothes. I know.
I hate to say it, but it's well-deserved. Because, no, like, you could talk about, oh, Kevin Durant's missed more games than AD over the last few years. Kevin Durant's had his career for the most part. I mean, he's still a great player. But he's in his, what, 15th season?
Right.
He's still great, but I guess you say he's still in his prime, but he's older, bottom line.
Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, so I want to talk about why I think he gets hurt more. It's because I think, like, he's bulked up way too much. Like, if you look at him with the Pelicans, he was much smaller. And, like, I think his body, like, he was able to control his body better in the air. Now with the Lakers, he's bigger. And that's why I think he has all these awkward falls. And he's a guy, like, in the bubble, that team was really good defensively. And they had, like, stuff to help them. Like, he can't create for other players. And now that the players have fallen off, he's not that good. Like, he's not as good as people think he is.
He got hurt a lot with the Pelicans early in his career, too.
He's been hurt his whole career, really, other than that bubble season where he had 4 months off.
But, like, I don't think he had all the awkward
falls. And, Gary, you say he's not that good. For a stretch of 25 games this year, he looked like an MVP.
Yeah, he's not.
But, like, a lot of players can look good for a stretch.
Nah, but he's legit. When he wants to really ball,
for the call.
At the top of his game, he is very good. He's great. But he's rarely, you know, he just hasn't been at the top of his game lately, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It's the iCouple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest covers the Utah Jazz and the NBA at large for The Athletic, does a terrific job. We welcome in
my man,
Tony Jones. Tony, what's up, man?
Tony.
What's up, big bros? How y'all, man?
Doing
we
good.
We are great, man. Great to have you on the show. Let's get right to it. We know you were at that All-Star game. It was hard to watch on TV.
The worst,
man.
Tony. The worst.
What can this game be fixed? I mean, do you share our sentiment that it was really a bad showing? And do you think they can fix the game? And if so, how?
Well, it was trash. I mean, it was probably one of the, it might have been the worst All-Star game in terms of intensity that we've ever seen. So, and you know, I don't think the NBA can fix it. This is a players thing. Like, this is, you know, players are going to have to come together, you know, collectively before next year or the year after or whenever, and they're going to have to say to themselves, okay, you know, we're going to have to put it on ourselves, you know, to give the fans a show. And you know, and Rob, I mean, Chris, we're not being unreasonable, right? Right? We're not asking them to sit down every possession and get stops. We're not asking them to go out there and, you know, go and get through two and three picks every possession defensively. And, you know, we just want it to be competitive down the stretch. we want to see some semblance of effort out there and basically make it worth the money, because the fans that paid money to go and see that game in person last night did not get their money's worth. And I think that that was a stain on the league. I thought the league embarrassed itself last night, frankly.
Yeah, it was not a pretty picture. It really wasn't. Tony, a little controversy out there as well. Karl Malone present and out front, and also John Stockton. I know both of those guys are, for different reasons, haven't been out in public a lot or around or whatever. Tell me what they got the great ovations, but what was that like? Were people pushing back on it, or what was that with Karl Malone and John Stockton?
I think most of the pushback was, social media, Twitter, IG. I thought, in arena or around, I thought that it was a little different there. But, it's one of those things where, the story is out there. The story, obviously lingers. It happened a long time ago. I don't know, how you deal with that. Obviously, there's not going to be a repercussion, legally for Karl Malone. I think John Stockton's, it's a little different with him because, that's just kind of conspiracy theory.
You disagree
with it,
right?
And you move on. But Malone,
for people who don't know, there's a story in his past of impregnating a 13-year-old girl, and there were no charges or anything brought up. But that's a part of the story, and
when
some people were surprised. So what's that, Chris?
When he was in college.
Yeah, some people were surprised that the NBA would invite him. He's kind of kept a low profile. Do you see him a lot at the arena, or have you seen him a lot out in Utah?
No.
Right? It was
all
shocking, Chris. You never see him.
No. When you see him, it's definitely, I don't want to say an event, but when you see him, it's definitely one of those things like, oh, well, Karl Malone is here, because, you don't see him. You don't even see him once a year. You see him, once every chunk of years. So, I try to look at it objectively. Obviously, objectively, that is not a good thing. I was born to a 14-year-old mother, so it's really hard and it's really difficult. I ended up being adopted because it was too difficult for my birth mother. So I can only imagine what this young lady went through. I think it's something that hits close to home for me, personally. But you also, as a journalist, you try to, kind of look at things as objectively as possible. So I don't know how you handle that, what the statute of limitations are in terms of that. Malone, for his personal, he's not contrite about it. He's not going to talk about it. And he frankly doesn't care what people think. I think it is what it is. You just kind of move on, but I do think it's unfortunate that he was so much a part of the festivities this weekend. I would not have made that decision if I were the NBA.
Tony, let's get to the Jazz, the team you cover. They've been surprisingly good this year. I mean, they're not a great team, but better than they probably expected.
Danny
and maybe
Ainge
even
probably not
be
happy,
right? Like they've obviously made a lot of trades at the deadline, so. Are you expecting them to really, just completely fall off over these last 20-some-odd games and get in those Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes?
It's funny, right? Because everybody thought that the Jazz were going to be bad at the beginning of the year, and then they turned out to be a lot more competitive than people expected. Then it was like, okay, well, let's see what happens at the deadline. Danny Ainge and Justin Zanuck, they traded half the rotation. They traded Mike Conley, right. to Minnesota. They traded Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt to the Lakers, and they still won two or three coming out of the trade deadline. And so they sit Lauri Markkanen, and we're like, okay, you know, Lauri Markkanen sitting, you know, with a sore knee. There's no possible way that they're going to go out and they're going to win. And they're down 26 in the game that Lauri Markkanen is sitting. And they come all the way back to within a possession and almost win that game. So they're 2-2 going into the break with, you know, their new team. Here's the thing. Lauri Markkanen is really good. Will Hardy is an exceptional head coach. Not a good one. He's an exceptional one. Hmm. And those guys play hard for him. He's got great schemes on both ends of the floor. And, you know, Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler, you know, both of those guys are much better than anybody thought that they would be before they got to the Utah Jazz. So I don't think that they're going to make the play-in. I think that they're going to eventually lose enough games that they're going to be out of the play-in. But I do think that as long as Markkanen and Kessler and Colin Sexton play, and Colin Sexton has a mild hamstring strain, I do think that they're going to be, you know, they're still going to be competitive down the stretch.
Yeah, so the problem with this is Danny Ainge has one plan, and players don't care about that stuff, right, Tony? I mean, you just play. Right. I don't care what the front office is doing or what they're trying to do. We saw that with the Texans. Remember, the Texans won the last game of the year in football on a two-point conversion and a last-second touchdown, right, which cost them the first pick. But that's not what you, as a player, you're just trying to play and do the best you can. It just seems like it's a weird dichotomy to be one group, the ownership and management want them to lose to get the first pick or whatever they can get, or a top pick, and the players just playing their way through.
Well, I mean, they've got a bunch of players that are fighting to stay in the league, you know, and they've got a bunch of players that are fighting to get to a second contract. And they've got a first-year head coach that's fighting to establish himself, as a head coach. And, you know, that group was always pretty destined to play hard. And, you know, they were always destined to go at it like they've got something to prove. Even the guys that they just traded for Juan Toscano-Anderson. They just traded for Damian Jones. Those guys both played really well against Memphis. They were down 25 to Memphis, I believe, last Wednesday. And they came back. They were within a possession by the end of the game because those guys just never stopped playing hard. So here's the thing. I think at the end of the day, I think that, you know, the Jazz, the roster has been stripped of enough shooting and Malik Beasley, enough playmaking and Conley. Conley was really important to what they did, and enough hustle from Jared Vanderbilt that they're going to eventually lose enough games that they're going to be firmly in the lottery. But then, you know, the Victor Wembanyama wins sweepstakes unless they get, you know, very lucky in the lottery. That ship has sailed.
Right.
I think that they're probably, if they lose as many games as they can, they could probably get to the sixth spot in the lottery. But I don't think they're going to get any below that.
All right. That's Tony Jones, covers the Jazz and the NBA at large for The Athletic. We appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Hey, Tony, man. Thanks so much. And thanks for keeping it real, man. I appreciate it, for real.
Nah, thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate you as always.
All right, brother. No, peace. Shohei Ohtani. He's going into free agency, says his agent. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Magic City Monday live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection will be in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, right in your wheelhouse, a little bit of baseball as pitchers and catchers get started. I'm just so excited about that. I can't wait to check it out. But Shohei Ohtani is, his agent says it just makes sense for him to explore free agency. I think this is tough for the Angels. Because if you can't, remember we talked last week about they need to go ahead and like talk with Ohtani to see if, you know, is he going to stay or is he looking at, you know, moving on? And if he wants to move on, we're going to trade you. But if he's like, look, I might stay, but I really do want to test free agency, you know what I mean? That could make you, now you're like, okay, you know, what do we do? Like, do we trade him?
I think you got to trade him, Chris, because...
just because, even if he's not going to say, I'm definitely out of here.
Right, because, like, if he walks and you get nothing, Chris...
Yeah, I know.
You can't. Not a talent like that.
And you're not winning with him, as great as he is.
Right.
As much as he's probably bringing in.
You can't. If he doesn't agree to sign, you remember Juan Soto with the Nationals. They offered him $440 million, Chris. He wouldn't sign it. What'd they do? They traded him.
Yep.
And that's what you have to do with Ohtani. Put together a package. Here's the deal. 10 years, $500 million, free use of a private plane or whatever, a plane trips to Japan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sweeten the deal. Whatever you want to do. And you present it to him.
He turns it down, right.
And if he turns it down, you make a trade the next day. I'm dead serious.
That's a good point. I agree. That makes sense.
Right?
I mean, maybe not the next day, but yeah, you know, like, look, we got to move him.
We offered him $500 million.
If he turns this down, he's not staying.
Right. Well, he wants to go see what? We just offered you, like Soto, we offered you $440 million and you didn't sign that? We got to trade you.
Because every player, Rob, every person... everyone won't necessarily come out and just say, yeah, I'm not going to stay. You know what I mean? Like some people just, it's really not in their nature to be that direct. I'm not saying
100%.
That's him. I don't know, right? But some people may know full and well, I'm not staying here, but not say it. You know what I mean?
I remember we had that in Detroit with Grant Hill, Chris. When Grant Hill, when his time came and he wound up going to Orlando.
Right.
And it was like to the last minute, I talked to him, you know, one-on-one, you know, we had a good relationship and whatnot. And he was just like, I don't know. I'm going to go through the free agency. But nobody really knew. And he did wind up bouncing. You know what I mean?
Yep. So Orlando. Yep. So, let me ask you this. Where would you, I'm just going to say it. And I'm not like, you know, any big Yankees fan or something, but. I got to be honest, Rob. If I had my druthers and I could see Ohtani play for any team, it would be the Yankees because I think he's great and I think he'd get the attention not only that he deserves, but the Yankees players, to me, get the most attention. And maybe it's because I'm in New York, but I don't know. Do you agree with that?
It's still the grand stage. It just is. It is, Chris.
The best players, so many of the greatest players, they're like the Lakers where, you know, so many of the greatest players in the league history play for the Lakers. It's the same with the Yankees. And so I would love – I mean, this is a unique guy, Rob.
And here's the
I would love to see him on the Yankees.
The when they had Hideki Matsui, Chris, the people from Japan came in droves to see him. The Yankees made so much money off of him. If you remember, the signs on the – on the walls, the Japanese in Japanese. You remember that? The advertisements?
Yep.
They sold advertisements. The games were on TV. His games were on TV live back to Japan in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Like.
No doubt.
Like, Ohtani's going to get $500 million because of the extra money you get from Japan by itself.
Right.
He'll pay for himself, Chris, for real. He will get $500 million.
I just feel like, Rob, I mean, again, a guy pitching at an incredibly high level and hitting at an incredibly high level. I don't know how much longer he's going to do it, you know, but that, to me, that just deserves more attention. That's all I'm saying. And I think the Yankees is where he would get that attention. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We signing out. But keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.